Toby. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank
Good
you for
to
taking
meet
the
you.
Time to speak to us.
Of course.
Tell us what you think fans can expect from Spider-Man 3.
Well, I think it's a good movie, so what can they expect? There's lots of conflict, lots of drama, there's big action scenes, there's a good romance there. You know, it's the continuing story of Peter Parker and the other characters. I don't know, lots of stuff.
Okay, cool. Tell us about Peter Parker and how his character develops with the introduction of the Dark Spider-Man in the film.
Well, in the beginning of the film, he's basking in the glory of being Spider-Man, and he gets a certain level of arrogance and self-importance, which starts to create conflict in his relationship with Mary Jane, and he finds out that Flint Marko's the actual killer of his Uncle Ben, and he is, you know, has a lot of anger and is seeking revenge, and the black suit then intensifies all those types of feelings, and then, yeah, we get to see a darker side of Peter Parker.
The suit, where'd this come from?
How much fun was it actually acting out the darker side of Peter Parker, you know, instead of the good guy role that you've traditionally played in the films?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll still have the core of Peter Parker is there, and the good Peter Parker is definitely present in the film. But it was a lot of fun, you know. It was fun because we didn't just make it, you know, menacing. It wasn't, you know, it's not like that. It's more like somebody who's making bad choices and getting himself into trouble, but we also had fun with it, and I think we brought some funny moments to it, too.
Tell me you love me.
I love you so much.
I'm gonna ask MJ to marry me.
How is it working with Kirsten Dunst again on the romantic side of...
It's great. Kirsten's fantastic in the role and brings so much to the movies, and, you know, for Peter Parker, It's all about MJ, so it's great.
Is there a sense of family amongst the cast members with you guys coming back together, with familiar faces that we've seen in the past couple of films?
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of a family. You know, we've all grown a lot in making these films together and learned a lot about each other, and our working relationships are just great. You know, I love working with James and Rosemary and J.K. Simmons and, of course, Sam Raimi, our director. You know, it's a great group.
How is it working with new cast members such as Topher Grace and Thomas Hayden Church?
It was great. Both those guys were fantastic and very enthusiastic and brought so much life to their characters, and Bryce Dallas Howard was great. So it's a lot of fun.
Looking good, Spidey. I love the new outfit.
Do you return to the role of Spider-Man for a fourth installment?
I would consider it if there's a great script and something fresh and worthwhile for Peter Parker to do, and Sam Raimi was involved and the right cast was in place.
And what would you say the overall message of the third installment of the film is?
I'm not sure what the message is. I guess to that point, the theme of forgiveness is very present. And, you know, I think as a moviegoer myself, you can have a different experience from the next person, you know. Whatever our intentions are, the different things we put into it may not be what someone gets, or one person gets one thing, another person gets another. So I think there's definitely a lot in the film.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.
We need your help.
We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.